There is an example that if any human being, any individual, from the direction of the government or the leadership of that country, if a very expensive plot of land is assigned to that individual by the government, it's in a very good location, very expensive, good, high value, and in life it would be impossible for him to even imagine buying that. And if the government allots that plot to him, that whatever you want to, you can construct on this plot, a building or a house. And if he has the capability and skills, that he can construct on there. But he's a bit lazy, little bit negligent, he doesn't pay attention, because he's got it for free, he didn't work hard, did he? And then eventually he passes away, he dies. Then for him, all of that will have gone to waste, and he will have not have benefited or taken advantage of this opportunity. So the example is just this, that at this moment in time we're sat in the house of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to conduct sujood, prostration. Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to implement high level ibadah, worship. And this is not our achievement. This is not our selves who have achieved this. And today in the dunya, people don't know what is the masjid. They don't recognize their Lord, their Creator. So this is only and solely Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace, and the fact that He has given us the tawfiq, the fact that we have recognized Allah, His home, His ibadat, His worship. It's all due to Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace on us, and nothing to do with our achievement. So the question rises now, that Allah Ta'ala has given us very, very valuable actions that we are doing, and such extreme wealth Allah Ta'ala has given him. Why is it we've got this? Because of Iman. If today we did not have Iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, if we did not have this great wealth present, then my brothers, what would be our hal? Think for yourselves. After a few days, when maut will come, death will come, what will be our hal at that time? Think for yourselves. We've come broken down, and the situation and condition we're in, alhamdulillah, at least we have the plot with the fadl of Allah, that we're not empty handed. We have the property, don't we? Allah has given us due to the fact we have Iman. So everybody say alhamdulillah. This is the time for being grateful, my brothers, because Allah has given us Iman, and on top of that, all of these opportunities, such great wealth, that inshallah we are definitely for sure going to go to paradise due to this. And it's Allah's rahmah, mercy, that He can forgive our sins and send us into paradise. So it's Allah's fadl, just like the government gave that individual the plot of land. So further, it's our job to do the work. And just like he was given the plot, he should have constructed a building or a home or a business or a shop and sold it. But he was lazy, negligent, he died, passed away. People took his wealth after him. So my brother's time is passing, life is passing speedily. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great plot of Iman, great wealth of Iman. Today, with due to the wealth of Iman on this plot, we can create big buildings and construct big things for the hereafter. We can become wealthy for the hereafter, so much so wealthy that we cannot imagine. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has given us beautiful small scale deeds. Allah Ta'ala has looked after us with His mercy, that I don't want you to have pain or issues, that continue to earn paradise, continue to earn paradise. Allah Ta'ala has given levels to every individual, different levels and status. And but because we're weak and we're immersed in the dunya and the world, so even then Allah has not left us empty. And but sad to say, we're even negligent, even though Allah Ta'ala is helping and assisting us. We are lazy. Why don't we understand about life in the hereafter? How will we present ourselves in the hereafter? What will we have to show? We'll have no wealth. If Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us, and He's made it so easy for us to implement deeds, to get things in the hereafter, if we implement those, then alhamdulillah, we can get very high levels in the akhirah, in the hereafter. Now, one action from all of those many small, easy actions is so simple, so enjoyable and satisfactory, that you'll enjoy it. And Allah Ta'ala has given us that, in which there's no striving, no effort, no struggle. Very simple, easy amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Okay, if you can't do anything, at least do this. At least do this amal, that if you can't do mujahidat and you're busy and occupied, Allah says, even then I'll give you great rewards, big rewards. So will we do this, brothers, that amal? True promise? Sincere promise? Commitment? It's not difficult, it's not hard, but nafs and shaitan present them as hard for us, because they want to take us to Jahannam, hellfire. So shaitan wants to put us on the wrong track and do the wrong actions, but Allah and His Rasul said, it's so easy, and we know this. We know this. And even then people say, oh, it's too hard, we'll try, and etc. So this is very bad, my brothers. It's very bad. This is sickness. This is sickness, negligence, laziness, unaware. This is a disease. We don't know that, we don't have recognition that on the plate a very nice dish is cooked and given to you for dinner. We say, no, I don't feel like it, I don't want to eat it. This is our condition today, our situation. So what is that? The amal that Allah Ta'ala is paying attention, Allah Rasul is paying attention to us, the Quran and Hadith are advising us. What is that? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. SubhanAllah. That's it. That's all there is to it. Allah says, just remember me. That's all you have to do. Allah says, I'm not calling you to the peaks of the mountains or sending you to the oceans. Allah Ta'ala says, just remember me on your bed, on your mattress. Even without wudu, you can remember me. You can't even do that. We can't even do that minimum amount. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us ease. Okay, encouraging us, the foolish people. People will get up on the day of judgment, and there will be a jama'ah, a group of people. There will be 70,000 people. They will be so great, those people, significant people, that Allah Ta'ala will give them so much light and nur that those 70,000 will allow another 70,000 to be forgiven. That's how great will those first 70,000 mean. They will rise up in the hereafter. Let's say, ameen, that Allah allow us to be included in those 70,000. There will be 70,000. What have we earned, my brothers? Tell me. Somebody 60 years old, 50 years old, 45 years old, and we're sat in the worry of the dunya. The amount Allah's given, that's fine. And be happy. And if He hasn't given, be grateful. Allah will compensate. Keep on asking and Allah will give. But nothing to be afraid about. So something is temporary. Just like, for example, you're sat on the train and you don't get a good seat, then will you leave the train? Will you jump off the train and leave the train? No. You say, okay, fine, if I don't get a good seat, I'll stay standing. I've got to get to my destination, I'll go. I've gone to Blackburn, it's not far. So a person, he perseveres. So if you're not getting anything today, don't worry. Say, Alhamdulillah. Praise you to Allah. Eventually, we're going to get to the hereafter, aren't we? Allah Ta'ala will say that you did sabr, you were patient, I'm giving you better than that. Better than that. And we start crying in the dunya, and we start regretting, and we start sobbing, and we do wrong things then to overcome that. So this is such an easy amal that Allah Ta'ala has given His dhikr. Imagine this, that in the akhirah, such people, 70,000 personalities, they'll be happy, they'll get the records in their right hand, some will go into Jannah without any reckoning, without any accounts, such illumination, such happiness, rejoicing. There'll be a jama'ah, a group of people within those 70,000. I'm telling you the meaning of this. I'm just drawing the sketch here. Yes, mapping out the sketch. There'll be people like us, sinful. Everybody knows the deeds that we commit. Because we said we go here, we do this action and other actions and not so good actions. So when those people come forward, people will be surprised. And there's no sin attached to their name. They'll say, huh? How can this be that the doors of paradise open for them? And people will be surprised. Rather, people will be envious of them. That this qawm, they were third class level status. What were they doing? Allah Ta'ala will announce that, do you know what they did? That they were sinful, they were shaitani, but they did an action that morning and evening they used to remember me, Allah will say. They used to do my dhikr. SubhanAllah. Is it? Yes, morning and evening they used to do my dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala will say that, did you not see the hadith of my Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That this is the hadith of Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, that the people who did dhikr, what did they do in the world? So one of the hadith says that when a person remembers Allah, does the dhikr of Allah, that for example, I've done 1,000 sins, lots of sins. We commit sins, isn't it? In the dunya. But Allah Ta'ala says that you get habitual. When you sit in the company of the good people, the walis of Allah, whatever good actions they do, you start doing as well, repeating them. So this is a beautiful habit, to sit in the company of the awliya Allah. And that's their work, that in the morning they do dhikr, during the day and evening they do dhikr. Go and see, sit in the company of any wali of Allah. There's no third action. Yes, 40, 50 years I went in the company of the walis of Allah, I swear by Allah, and in the company of the wali of Allah, I saw this action, nothing else. The things, dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. What was it? Because they recognized the hereafter. They knew what was the Quran and the Hadith, that everything will be made from the Quran and the Hadith. So it stated that when this habit comes into the life of a person, and he used to do dhikr in the morning and in the evening and in between, if maybe he got delayed or partially did it, but it wasn't that lazy that he didn't do it, at least he felt that, sit down and do the dhikr of Allah. So what would happen due to that person doing dhikr, remembering Allah, is stated in the hadith that when a person does the dhikr of Allah, the man or the woman, when they do dhikr of Allah, then the great group, a fantastic group of the angels, which is very close to Allah. The angels are very close to Allah. And the great, the very good group of angels, what did they do? That when those people did dhikr of Allah, they used to pray for the dhakireen, those who were doing dhikr, that Allah forgive them. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, the dua, that Allah doesn't even ask, what are you saying? That this person's committed sins. Do you know what he's done? Don't know how he's come to dhikr, etc. That he's doing actions which are evil or wrong. No, no question. The dua of the angels, when it starts, Allah says, I forgive everyone. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Tell me, does this take long? Is it hard if we just do this minimum? That from Allah is coming the rahmah, that there's a halakah, gathering of dhikr, morning and evening, isn't it? And it's with us. And we think, oh, there's oil here, let's go to the country, there's gold coming out of the ground, or silver, or oil. No, that country is great where the dhikr of Allah is being performed regularly, subhanallah. So at this moment in time, the whole universe, this place, is sparkling in the heavens, this place where we are now. The people of silver, gold, they don't sparkle and glow. The gathering of dhikr glows and sparkles with a jama'ah, which is stuck in the world. Deen has, you can say, been trod upon nowadays. And to sit in such a place and do dhikr of Allah where people cannot imagine. And there, in that place, in that area, people are sitting and remembering Allah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, have you wasted your time coming here? Tell me. This is called fadlillah. Dhalika fadlullahi yu'ti man yasha. These few points that I'm saying, this is all based on Allah's fadl. That we don't understand Allah's rahmah, His mercy, that what is Allah giving to us? What are we attaining? But all we want to see, go home. Oh, let us come. You know, this plot's been assigned to you, this land. Oh, is it mine? Oh, subhanAllah, Mubarak. Congratulations, you got a house. You got a house from the council. The council's transferred the house to you. But we don't say that we've done dhikr, Mubarak. Mubarak, the angels of Allah have pleaded for your salvation to Allah. They've requested your forgiveness because you're doing dhikr in the court of Allah. So should we leave this gathering of dhikr? Will we do it? These old hadith, I'm telling you. So I'm so weak as a person that if we just keep dhikr in our lives, then what will happen? We won't even realize. Allah will say, where are our sins? Allah will say, I've eliminated your sins. You did dhikr, and the angels, the jama'ah, they used to do dua for you and ask for your forgiveness. But we don't even need to do to request Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, because the angels, they request on behalf of Allah, forgive them. And this is the reason that the person who does dhikr of Allah morning and evening regularly, then thousands of his issues are automatically resolved because the du'as are being performed. And he says, I don't know how my needs have been fulfilled. I don't know how this happened. I was about to take a plunge or go into darkness. But he doesn't know that the big jama'ah of the angels, group of angels, is doing dua for that person. Brothers, will you do dhikr? Make it regular in your life, habitual, sit in the company of the awliya Allah. Well, Allah has given a great rule in this country, in Bolton especially, that mashallah, in the masjids, various masjids, we have the halakas, the gatherings, and the wells for the hereafter have been dug. MashaAllah, the oceans, and take advantage. We don't know Allah Ta'ala's rahmah mercy that's on this area of land in this town. Why is Allah Ta'ala selected this land in this town? The whole country is there. Why is Allah Ta'ala selected this location for this work? Because subhanAllah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, his dhikr, his practice is being repeated and implemented, subhanAllah, in this town, in this vicinity. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Who Allah Ta'ala wants to give to, He gives to that person. Yes, start in this masjid, then it will be in tomorrow in that masjid, then next in another masjid. We don't know. Allah Ta'ala has given these opportunities. Allah's Fadl, His grace. So if we lose out on this, then what a very sad situation. Sad situation. Come on, let's do dua to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. That at least we can understand Allah, your rewards, so we can recognize, we can benefit from your rewards. And at least so that we can make something for the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبب سلام زيد زيد شفيع المسلمين دعوة ياسين حبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد فلنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعذبنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجعلنا في زمرته يا كريم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقطع حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضنا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.